It's audio description time once again, and for quite a while we've been talking about theatre performances or arts venues putting performances and collections online which you can stream or have a wander through. But what about actually getting back into theatres once again? Well, we do have some news for you if you're in the Manchester and Norwich area, and we've got some gallery news as well. Now, Anne Hornsby is our regular audio description guru, and she joins us once again. Hello, Anne.
Hi there, Alan. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, and we are actually going to be talking about going back into theatres again, which seems to have been such a long time ago. We'll start, first of all, though, in Manchester.
Yes, this is a new show which is being done for Manchester, and the audio description is on Saturday, the 24th of October in the evening. Home theatre has been open not very long, just a few years. It's quite a big place. It has a gallery, it has cinema, and it has a couple of theatre spaces. Now, they have already reopened and they've been trialling socially distant cinema. So the next step is to trial a theatre performance. So again, they're paying great attention to all the procedures, hand sanitizer, distancing. So this very first one, it's called Don't Go Back to Sleep. It's the Live Lockdown album, and it's presented by a company called Rush Dash, who do all kinds of different and experimental things. This sounds really interesting because it's mainly audio, and then the audio description will just add in anything that you feel you're missing out or anything visual. And what the company did was interview 18 people around the world. So we go to Milan, we are in Britain, we go to China, we go to Kenya, and each of the personal stories is about the experience during lockdown. So it's very much from the point of view of when you can't see your family or you're trying to social distance but you live in a crowded area, despairing of one's government, which seems to be a constant theme no matter where we are around the world. And there'll be music, and there'll be the interviews will be kind of sampled and mixed. So I'm really looking forward to this. I think it'll be a really fascinating journey that we're taken on.
Absolutely. But what about sort of arts venues or galleries or museums? Are these opening back up again? Have you heard anything?
I know the Harris Museum in Preston, we talked about them. We did online description for them, and you can go there, but you need to book. Manchester Art Gallery is open now to the public, limited opening hours. But we had a Zoom call the other day between people in the learning department and curators, and also representatives of Henshaws, the local charity for blind people in Manchester, talking about different approaches. So whether we do talks via Zoom, whether we have drop-ins, which people can come to, maybe just in groups of up to four, and they'll have their own personal audio described tour. Maybe we offer visits when the gallery is closed to other people. Do you like maybe a Zoom talk, which is broadcast from inside the gallery? So the describer and the curator are with the works, but you don't have to be in the building. These discussions are happening, and hopefully it won't be too long before we can either welcome you back in or do something very specific for our audiences, for our visitors.
Great to hear there's some movement at the galleries, Anne, but let's stay in Manchester but head back to the theatre.
Yes, this is back in home again. They've programmed another audio described performance. This is on the 5th of November, 7:30 p.m. This is by the Javad Alipur Company. The title of the production is The Believers Are But Brothers. And the writer and the director, Javad Alipur, spent time exploring how ISIS and the right radicalize online. And he tells the story through documentary, through interactivity, and part fiction. So the piece is looking into why young men think violence is an option. It's about them wanting money and power. but why they go down that particular line. It has been done before in 2017. It's had fantastic reviews. And I think it's a very important piece of theatre, and it's one that really will make you think and make you question.
Very thought-provoking piece of work, I'm sure. And we're going to finish off, though, in the theatre once again, this time, though, in Norwich.
Yes, I've been told that Christmas isn't cancelled. So Norwich Theatre Royal, now we want you to make a day of it. This is the 19th of December. There'll be one performance at 2 o'clock and then another one at 4:30. They'll only last about an hour each. The first one is presented by Richard Gauntlett, who is the panto dame at Norwich and has been for many, many years. And he is accompanied by a comedian called Tucker. And the title of the show is Panto in a Pickle. And Cinderella has got some magic beans. Captain Hook is involved with Snow White, stopping her going to the ball. And Aladdin is in an enchanted sleep. So somehow all of our favourite pantomime stories have got muddled up. It's described as a magical festive treat for all ages. And then at 4:30 on the same day, so you can watch the first one, go for a cup of tea and cake. I think their cafe will be open. They do excellent cake there. I'll just plug that. So the next one is called A Circus Carol. And it is a reimagining of Christmas Carol, but it's done with acrobatics, trickery. And this one will be quite spectacular. So I think for this one, the audio describer is going to be very, very busy, bringing you the magic and the spectacle and the thrill of the acrobatics and the magic. So if you're anywhere in the Norwich area, then 19th of December is definitely the day for you.
And we can certainly do with a bit of Christmas sparkle, I think, and a lovely one to end on there. Now, if people would like information on any of these, or indeed any information from Mind's Eye Audio Description, because you do look quite far ahead, what's the best way to do that, Anne?
The best way is to go to the website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk, and you can sign up there to join our newsletter list, both with Mind's Eye information and passing on information from other colleagues about things that are happening. Or you can just email us anyway, mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Mind's Eye Art, and we also have a Facebook page. Always happy to hear from people on there, and we do keep you up to date with what's happening.
And always great to chat with you. And yes, we have mentioned the word Christmas, and still a few months to go yet. I think we need it, though. And lovely to chat. We'll catch up with you again very, very soon. Thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Alan.